much.
Have a good day. Be good. Bye. Tom Torero, podcast number 20, I think it is. From here, Warsaw in Poland, Cześć. We say once more, I'm here for a month this time. It's the longest residential training program I've ever done. A month with a guy. So he's hitting day game hard, obviously, and I'm hitting day game hard. If this sounds breathy, this podcast, it's because I'm rushing back from my breakfast to pick him up so we can hit the streets. Yeah, it's not as beautiful as Krakow or Prague or even St. Petersburg. And the girls are not of Ukrainian or Russian standard, but it is good. There's enough to shoot at. And they're cute and they're his type. It's all going well. First of all, some housekeeping and announcements. So if you don't like being told what I'm up to or what products or books I'm producing, then just skip ahead to the second half of the podcast when I'll be talking about today's main topic, which is solo day game, mastering solo day game. But first of all, some exciting announcements. I'm going to run across this road to catch the green light. They're very strict here. They get you for jaywalking. I've already been stopped by the police for jaywalking. It's none of this London meandering at will. Let me run across the next one. All right, yesterday, you might have seen on my YouTube channel, this YouTube channel, with Nick Krauser, I launched a beginner day game instructional video for free, around 25 minutes, breaking down our London day game model, our version of the seduction pathway. And not just talking about it, we show you in-field clips from our time in Prague to illustrate each point. So if you're still a dabbler behind the keyboard, you're still a voyeur, then watch that and it will give you everything you need really to hit the streets for the next year or two and get the basics sorted, get the fundamentals sorted, get the framework sorted. So abandon this idea of freewheeling, genius improv, being yourself, being natural from the beginning. That's ridiculous, all right? Get some sort of skill set down and then you can abandon it and enjoy it. Going along with that video is the upsell bit. It's the £10 PDF where we break down our London day game model in a lot more detail. So there's a link below that video, which takes you to the book of the same name written by Nick and myself called Beginner Day Game. We're very proud of it. We've worked on it for about a year, trying to simplify it and strip away all the unnecessary bits. So it's not in a game, it's not the whys, it's not mental masturbation. It's just very practical. So it's giving you the model, it's giving you drills, it's giving you timetables, it's giving you checklists, it's giving you photos, it's breaking it down into the most simple form we can. We couldn't go any further really without making it ridiculous. So either watch the video for free or watch the video and buy the book for £10. I can assure you, you don't really need much more if you're a beginner or a lower intermediate. That'll get you going. So you can shut your laptop, you can think no more about should you go and do day game, shouldn't you do day game, how does day game work, etc, etc. You can just hit the streets. And that's why we made it. Okay, second announcement is that as I'm recording this podcast on my phone, in true Flowmad style, right now, back in the apartment, I am uploading Flowmad, at least the second half of Flowmad, which is my new 2.5 hour digital video product. That's quite hard to say. I'm talking about exactly what I'm doing now, which is working in another country, working from my laptop, or using a skill set that's my flow, i.e. day game, to generate money too. Minimal living, not about getting rich quick or how to become a tricky internet marketer with lots of clever upsells and squeeze pages and sales pages. No, this is just about how I did it, because I'm not an internet marketer. I'm not someone who knows a lot about SEO or advertising or clickbait or spammy email lists and all that kind of stuff. I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in traveling and day game as a flow and skiing as a flow and climbing as a flow, etc. And I'm also not interested in making lots of money. This is not a get-rich-quick program, because for my lifestyle, I need less money than when I was a primary school teacher in London. That always shocks guys, that to do all the things you see me do on YouTube and to do all the traveling you see me do, it costs less than when I was living full-time in London with a 9-to-5 job paying my bills. So let me get my breath back. I'm walking at a pace. I'm not just a fat, lazy bastard, honestly. Yeah, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's in the programme. 2.5 hours. 2 hours in the studio, quote-unquote home studio, that was built for free. So making a digital video product I talk about as well. And half an hour, the last half an hour of the programme, is when I hit the road. I go to Prague and I take my GoPro along with me on a FloMad expedition. And I go through flights and backpacking and accommodation, day game routes. I tell you all about good day game in Prague and places to game, places to date, places to bounce, places to seduce, pitfalls, things to watch out for, etc., etc. So you see everything that I spoke about in the studio in action. All right, so 2.5 hours in total. I talk about the concept of flow. So not in a cheesy Tony Robbins life coaching kind of find your passion, man, feel your element, man. No, in a concrete sense of what do you like to do, all right? When you're not working, what is it that you do since you were a little kid? What is it that you dabble in if you were on an island for the rest of your life and you could only do one thing? What is the thing you do? Can you make money from it? That's another question, okay? Or do you need to do this time on, time off, where you work for a little bit at a base and then you bugger off like me and you do FloMad expeditions? Is it half and half like me, where I generate money from live teaching, live coaching, or Skype coaching, but that's still me doing work physically, and then half of it, passive. And remember, you can only have passive income after you've done a bit of active setup. So for me, that was writing my books, Day Game to Aero Travels, How to Flirt with Girls, and Now Begin a Day Game, plus making online digital video products. So what have I got? Badass Buddha, Conversation Ninja, and now this one, FloMad. So that's how passive income works for me. So I'll explain how I did it, the steps, how to publish a book, the steps, how to make a video product, the steps, how to set up a website, get a brand, use content marketing rather than this very convoluted, sneaky clicks and bait and squeeze pages and sales pages and upsells and all that internet marketing that I don't know about. This is just the actionable stuff that I did. So content marketing, as in using largely things like YouTube, where you give to receive. As my grandmother used to say, you got to give and receive. So content marketing is fantastic because it's free, it's creative, it's a platform, and YouTube ticks all these boxes where you can give away a lot of content, whether that's a podcast or a vlog, or you might have a blog and do articles. You might give free talks, etc., etc. You build up a fan base, you identify your niche, and those people will buy. And as I say in FloMad, you don't need to conquer the whole internet. You don't need everybody in the internet to like you or buy your things. Forgive this wind. Warsaw is very flat, and it funnels down the roads, a bit like New York City. Let's get out of the wind, hang on. Yeah, so identifying the niche, selling to that niche, not trying to conquer the internet and make millions, because it's not the money that you're after, all right? It's actually the time. You're freeing up time. Time is the vital commodity, because you don't know how long or short your life is going to be. So this is about licking the lid of life, living life intensely, grabbing life by the horns, living life on the edge, all right? Having no regrets. As cheesy as all this sounds, you know, carpe diem, seize the day, it really is true. Because when you're on your deathbed, you don't want to look back and think, I wish I'd dated those girls. I wish I'd been to that country. I wish I'd spent more time doing this. I'm sure there's not many people that say they wish they'd spent more time commuting to work and sitting in an office doing a job they don't like. Now, I'm not dissing work. This is another thing. This is not just a 4-hour work week remake, because I believe that doing nothing is very dangerous. So having lots of money and lying on a beach forever is very dangerous. It's like men who retire, play golf, have a heart attack and die, yeah? Men need projects, men need a focus, men need to flow. In particular, it's men, because women often have bigger social circles. They're much more well-connected. Men were quite isolated, introverted social beings who need to focus on tasks in hand. So this is not about working 4 hours a week. This is probably working 40 hours a week, more like, yeah? 40 hours, as in you're running your own business, but it doesn't feel like work. Like right now, I'm walking around, just come out of Starbucks, talking to my phone. I guess you could define this as work, because I'm making a podcast, which is part of my content marketing, but I don't see it as content marketing. I don't think of myself as a marketer. I don't think of what I'm about to do today as work. I'll be walking around Warsaw for about 4 or 5 hours today, opening girls, demoing. I'll do one, the student will do one, I'll do one, the student will do one. We'll debrief, we'll go over text messaging, etc., etc. That's not work. I can't kid myself that that's work, because I love it. And I get to talk to girls. The student gets to talk to girls. The student got laid yesterday, so that's fantastic, you know? Can't think of a better job. So when your passion is your job, it no longer can be defined as a job, and you're willing to work so many hours. I've been tinkering with Flowman for months. Like I said, Nick and I's new book, been working on it for months. I've got this huge project that I'm about to start fully once I've got Flowmad out of the way. Flowmad's been keeping me busy for about half a year, three quarters of a year. Things like vlogging, I just love it. I love filmmaking. I love narratives, storytelling, documentaries. So that's really the secret. We're not talking about giving up everything and getting rich. And there's many flaws in the 4-hour work week, the Tim Ferriss model, because it's quite dated now, so I talk about those as well in the product. Let me pull out my list and see if I've missed anything. Yeah, okay, let's talk about what's in the product. So obviously I go through flow. Obviously I explain what a digital nomad is without pretending to be some kind of internet entrepreneur. I explain how I use my office as a laptop, and how I use a time on, time off rooted model, so you can travel without quitting your job. This is not just about quitting your job. I explain the passive income, as I said, so the book and the video products. You might think about podcasts and blogs. I go through my brand and how I leverage technology using this content marketing. And then a large part of Flowmad is explaining me day gaming around the world, all right? The best cities, the secret spots, what works, what doesn't work, and why, what a good day game city needs. And now, I am an authority on this. I'm not an internet marketer, but I certainly am a global day gamer. I've probably day gamed in the most countries in the world from any day gamer alive today. I've been to over 40 countries to do day game, or at least pass through some of those countries and do day game as well. And I've scribbled them down because I needed this for the product. I've day gamed in the UK, the USA, Canada, Australia, Dubai, Sweden, Finland, Norway, Netherlands, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Morocco, Egypt, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, Serbia, Croatia, Bulgaria, Switzerland, France, Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, Turkey, Austria, Greece, Ireland, China, Malaysia, Denmark, Vatican City, yep, I'm including that, and Albania. And soon I'm going to add another 4 countries to that list. And not just 40 countries, but well over now 50 cities, all right? So I can say, hand on heart, I'm a global day gamer. I understand street and cafe and mall day game around the world, and how dating works and how dating differs between different cultures and different continents, etc. So I talk a lot about that, and I talk about my minimal living to do it, so packing the bag and how I live, so how I fly, where I stay, how to get visas, in particular the Russian visa or the Belarusian visa that lots of guys ask me about. Ukraine, you don't need a visa. Poland, you don't need a visa if you are from Britain. So I go through that. I talk about how to structure a day game mission abroad, so short game versus long game, how to do the texts, how to do the WhatsApping, how to do the long game on social media, how to go for same day lays. I go through having a daily routine, so not just doing day game, but structuring your day like I do. Fitness, work in the morning, something cultural, day game, getting out of the city, time for friends and family, downtime, dating time. I go through doing it solo, which I'm going to come on to in a second for this podcast, or doing it with Wings, traveling with Wings. I go through the cost, the $1 million question. Guys always say rather cheekily, how much do you spend exactly? Tell me how much you spent exactly last year. Which in Britain is like saying to a girl, how old are you? It's a rather bizarre social faux pas. But I do say exactly how much I spend a day, a week, a month, a year on my lifestyle, on eating, on flights, on accommodation, how much I need to be a day game flow madder. So that's given away. I talk about travel dangers, or at least perceived travel dangers, scams, tips for living abroad, and things to be wary of, because I've tried this model now for at least 2.5 years, coming up to 3 years. So I'm aware of the advantages and disadvantages, and I give them away. So that's it, the end of the FlowMad plug. There's not going to be a big cheesy launch with a video you can't click off, or a spammy long squeeze page, sales page with bonuses and weird membership areas and counting down clocks, and then if you don't buy you get spammed with another 50 emails. No, I'll release it in the next day or two. There'll be a launch video just saying it's up and a link. And if you want to buy it, great. If you don't want to buy it, it doesn't matter. I still appreciate your support. Now, if you're thinking, how does this differ from Torero Travels or the bit at the end of Badass Buddha when I talk about escaping the Matrix? Well, this is just in a lot more detail. Remember, I wrote Torero Travels quite a while back now, and there's just a chapter or two on a summary of these points. But in the program, I really go deep into them, and I correct myself sometimes on what I've learned in the last year, 2 years. In Badass Buddha, it's just simply the last module, and I didn't have time on that day to go into the whole FlowMad thing. That's what kicked me into making FlowMad. I ran out of time in that Badass Buddha seminar. It was epic. It was 6 hours of me talking. I was knackered. The audience was knackered. The cameraman was knackered. So I thought, right, we'll just finish on those slides, escaping the Matrix, and I'll come back to the concept. So this is it. Dive in if you wish. All right, the second half of the podcast on an actual topic, which I do touch upon in FlowMad, and that is, should you day game solo on your own, or should you day game with a wing? Now, this can apply to the city you live in, the town you live in, or when you travel, okay? It's a valid question that students always ask. They're usually saying, I can't find a wing, or I feel weird when I'm doing it on my own, because I leave my house and these voices in my head, which we call weasels, start talking to me, like, I'm not in the mood, she looks bitchy, she's going to reject me, people are watching, I need a coffee, I'm wearing the wrong thing, etc., etc. I've got a video on that called Excuses to hear all the weasels that come into your head. And the problem is, when you do it on your own, these voices talk to you much quicker and much louder. There's nothing to suppress them, yeah? So a good trick for this, right off the bat, is to leave your house and say to yourself, first one's the worst one. So get it out of the way as quickly as you can. You need to approach the first girl in under 2 minutes, really, from shutting your door or getting off the bus, getting off the train, getting off the metro. And it doesn't need to be your future wife. I always nag students about this. She's not hot enough, man. I don't date Asians. So we just find any girl that's vaguely hot. Well, sometimes I just do it on an old lady, yeah? A middle-aged frumpy or an elderly lady. Leave your house, shut your door, go up to her, say, hey, I just gotta say, you look beautiful. Have a great day. Focus on the twinkling eyes, focus on the smirk, not the smile. Focus on your voice. And the first one's always gonna be sleepy. I know for my first one, I never really smile. The vibe's not there. I'm a bit grumpy, a bit serious, a bit heavy, a bit logical. So get the first one out of the way, and then for me, after two or three, I'm good to go. For you, it might take five. Remember, in any day game session, you should be going and doing a minimum of 10 girls. No excuses, all right? But she's not hot enough, man. No, go and do 10 girls. If there's something about her you like, and that if she was on your bed naked, you'd sleep with her, go and do it. That's the biggest weasel, probably, guys, saying, I'm going to wait for a hotter one. If you're doing solo day game, you can't use that excuse, all right? If you're in a small city, you can't use that excuse. It's going to take you five at least to get that social lubrication going. Yeah, you might hit gold on the first one. You might be lucky. She might be a yes girl. But for the skill and the vibe to kick in, it's going to take around five. That's why we say do 10 in about 2 hours. Walking around, not opening, that's a big enemy, all right? You get tired, your vibe is going down. If you haven't spoken to any girls after, let's say, 10, 15 minutes, I would give up the session, actually. I'd go home, call it off. Because how you are in your first 10 minutes is going to dictate how the session goes. That's a very good truism. So just be really careful. With a wing, of course, it's nice because it's high energy, you're bantering, you're having fun, you're talking about game, pretending that is game, you're deconstructing, you're pretending you haven't seen girls. It can stop you approaching. That's why I don't like wings. Wings are fine for beginners, I think, in that You spur each other on, you kick each other's asses, you get your 1,000 sets of pain out of the way. But after that, I really believe solo day game is correct. Day game is a solo sport. You need to have that hunter, horny mindset where you get in the zone, you get in flow, all right? Like a painter, like an artist, like somebody doing an extreme sport, like a mountaineer. Sure, it's good to have an expedition and camps and things, but alpinism is the purest form of mountaineering in that you often do it alone, however dangerous that sounds, and you do it fast. It's pure. You don't even need oxygen. Yeah, so think of somebody climbing Everest without massive amounts of support, without massive camps and slow and paced, measured technical support. He just goes there and with pure skill, pure focus, he gets the job done. That for me is day game, all right? All the best sets I've ever done, all the best girlfriends I've ever got from it, all the best girls I've ever laid have been from when I was solo. A wing can actually sneakily make your day game worse. Some wings tap your energy, they kind of use you. They steal your vibe to enhance their vibe. They distract you. They take girls off you. So if they've got better eyesight, they might pinch a girl. They might ruin your vibe in that he knows he's doing well. He might go off on an instant date and then you kind of crash a little bit. Or just the fact he might do it unintentionally that he's doing well. That might lower your vibe. Or if you're doing well, that might lower his vibe. Competition can turn sour. It can very easily become jealousy. It can distract you, like I said, from opening, because you can just walk around talking. Lots of guys in London use day game as a social thing, which is all right, meeting other guys, a bit like in Fight Club, but it's Fight Club without the fighting. They just go and have coffees, chat about game. That's a bit like the Women's Institute, yeah? Women's Institute, where they just meet up, eat cake, do some knitting and gossip. This is a sport, all right? Day game is the talking to girls bit. It's not the internet bit. It's not the chatting bit. It's not the writing posts. It's not even recording a podcast like this. This isn't day game that I'm doing right now. Day game is going to start, that's why I'm talking quickly, in 20 minutes, when you actually are face to face with a girl. And when you're there, talking to that single girl, and that's when day game works the best because of the bubble effect, because of the sexual vibe, because of the man-woman polarity, you're on your own. All right, a two set, sure, it's fun, it's good in the night, looks good on YouTube, but it's too jokey, it's too social. We want to be sexual, we don't want to be social, and that's when you're on your own. All right, when you're on the date, you're going to be on your own. When you're in the bedroom with her, you're going to be on your own. Hopefully when you're texting, you've learned to do it on your own. So you're not over-reliant, you are that man who can stand alone, who can travel alone, he can pack his bag alone, he can do his washing alone. It makes you a man day game, puts hairs on your chest. So don't become over-reliant on travel buddies or other people to book things for you. Yeah, sounds like I'm nagging you now, and I am. Because this is the transition that we don't have in the West between boyhood and manhood. I remember the first trip I ever did on a budget airline. This is in my book, Day Game. When I was at uni, I was a weedy little boy. And budget airlines had just come in. EasyJet had just started flying London, Luton, I think it was, to Athens. And I booked a flight. And as I walked into the airport, I shat myself. All right, not literally, but I felt that panic attack coming on. First time I had been away from a holiday without friends or a family. I was doing it on my own, had the backpack on. I was about 20 years old, maybe 19, going off to the Greek islands. No idea where I was going, no map, no accommodation booked. It was the start of budget airline, so it was probably around 20, 30 quid the flight. And it was nervous. And that's just the same feeling you get when you leave your house pretty much every day and you're about to do day game alone. The other truism, that never goes away. That weird feeling of, oh God, do I have to? That apathy, that feeling that this isn't quite normal. You're correct, this isn't normal. What we're doing isn't normal. You're standing outside of society. And I've been doing day game now for 5, 6 years. And my first one's always that funny kind of small queasy feeling. It's not approach anxiety. Now it's kind of apathy, laziness. It's anything I can think of other than doing day games. So, oh, I need to do this piece of work. Oh, I need to do this podcast. Oh, I need to go and have a coffee. No, you have to breathe in. Go and do the first one. First one's the worst one. And then I get into a flow and you can't even stop me. I'm loving it. So after I've done my 10, I usually stay out and do more. The other day when we were with the student, we did our allocated session and then we were in good form, so we just stayed out, carried on approaching. So there you go, rant over. Let me check how long we've been going. Yeah, that's enough for today's podcast, I think, because I'm knackered. I've got to go home. This is not an excuse. Got to brush my teeth, down some water, and then we're hitting the streets. So there you go. Today's podcast was about beginner day game, which is a free video and a £10 PDF. Flowmad, which is either out today or tomorrow. There'll be a small launch video on this channel, Torero TV. And it's about doing day game on your own. Cutting the excuses, cutting off bad wings, standing tall on your own, getting out there and going for what you want. Speak to you soon. All the best. Ta-da.